Even before Newman's announcement, County Executive Scott Walker was expected to win the endorsement of delegates at the state GOP convention. The same was true for then-Congressman Bob Caston, the party favorite in 1978. Caston met expectations and won the endorsement, but he went on to lose the Republican primary to eventual Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus. Bill Krause was Dreyfus' communications director. Krause says losing the party's nod was the best thing that could have happened to Dreyfus.
Because we didn't know how weak the organization had become. It was weakening at that time and had no money.
Losing the endorsement let Dreyfus keep his credibility as an outsider candidate. Newman is hoping to wage his own outsider campaign to achieve the same result. But Krause says it never crossed Dreyfus' mind to try Newman's strategy of shunning the Republican Party's endorsement.
No. Never. Because one of the reasons that Lee ran was he was worried about the state of the party. So he was not going to be an anti-party person if he won, and he didn't want to be an anti-party person as a candidate.
Krause says the stars aligned for Dreyfus. He's not sure what will work for Newman, but he doesn't think the party's endorsement will make or break a candidate. Krause says it would be different if the party's endorsement has considerable money attached that one candidate can use against the other in the primary. A GOP spokeswoman says there's no set number for how much fundraising support an endorsed candidate could expect to receive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.